Good morning.
Good morning.
One of my favorite things about Mito Church is seeing everybody smile, and not like that. of course, people from all over, different countries and different cultures. And also, one of my favorite thing is whenever I give Kansan a kiss on the cheek, and she kisses me back. And that's really, sometimes she's confused of what to do. But she gives me a kiss back. It's really awesome, and her smile, of course. And all of you guys.
おはようございます。今の部分はここに原稿にはなかったんですけど、この教会でアレンが大好きなところは、皆さんがニコニコしているその笑顔を見ることと、いろんな国からね、いろんな方が見えていること、そして特にカンさんが、もうアレンはカンさんが大好きで、カンさんにここにチュッてしたら、カンさんは嬉しそうにチュッてアレンにお礼をお返しをしてくれて、そこがとても大好きです。
So whatever happens here today, obviously I want to give the glory to God, and I want you guys to give the glory to God. And I know if one person will be bored during my testimony, will be one person, I know for sure. It's Derek. So I have given him a job. And so he will do his job. I have three hats. So whenever I talk about Ethiopia, he will give me Ethiopia hat. Whenever I talk about America, he will give me America hat. So to keep him awake.
デレクに特別な仕事をあげました。で、エチオピアの話をするときにはエチオピアの帽子を出すこと、アメリカの話をするときはアメリカの帽子を出すこと、多分これでデレクは寝ないで起きてて
くれる。But I want to thank you for this church and your support for all ATs. And I just want to let you know I am one of the fruits of people supporting orphanages, people supporting missionaries, people supporting any type of work, any country. It has to do with God's work. And I'm fruit of that. And I want to thank you for supporting works in Cambodia.
いつも私たちエイティを愛してくださり、霊的にもサポートしてくださり、ありがとうございます。また今朝は神様が今まで私の人生にどんなふうに関わってくださったかをお話しする機会をいただき、ありがとうございます。水戸教会はたくさんの働きを神様から任せられていますが、その中でも特にカンボジアでの働きに感謝します。皆さんの物質的、霊的サポートを通して、カンボジアの子どもたちはたくさんの愛や希望や勇気を受け取っています。私も同じようにエチオピアの孤児院にいた時から、今までたくさんの人たちに支えられてきました。
You never know, how your support can change someone's life like me, like it did for me. And one of my all-time favorite scripture is Romans 8:28. Basically says, all things happen for good. God causes good things for those who love Him and are called according to Him.
ローマの信徒への手紙8章28節。神を愛する者たち、つまりご計画に従って召された者たちには、万事が益となるように共に働くということを私たちは知っています。この御言葉が大好きです。エチオピアに行った時も、アメリカに移ってからも、そして日本に来てからも、私にとって辛い時も、幸せな時も、そのすべてが今の私を救うために神様が用意してくださったもの。
As you can tell, maybe some of our sentences are longer than mine, but I have cut out some because most of you guys know some of my stories. So, As an African, I want to start off telling you a story. The story of two hyenas and my aunt. So let me tell you, but you have to wait for the end of the story because I won't give you the last climax of the story until the end. So some of you guys can stay awake. One of my aunts was doing her usual weekend shop in Middle Ethiopia. Yes, I said Middle Ethiopia. Which 2 hours away from her hut. She finished her shopping at about 10 o'clock. And it was very nice in the evening with the moon shining bright. But there was one big problem. When she turned to her left, there was one hyena. When she turned to the right, there was another hyena. Now, she's thinking, what in the world is going to happen to me? Should I scream? Should I run away? Continue walking, pretend the hyenas are not there? What would you do if you were my aunt? Would you scream? Would you run away? Would you sit down? What would you do? Sorry to make you wait, as I said earlier. I'm just going to tell the main story at the end. So,
ではまずあの恐ろしいハイエナの話から始めたいと思います。でもこの話の結末は私の証の最後にしたいと思いますので、どうぞ皆さん少しの間お待ちください。ハイエナと私がまだ子供でエチオピアにいた頃、本当にあった話です。家族は食べ物や飲み物を手に入れるために市場まで出かけました。私が住んでいたのは水戸という町でした。そうなんです、同じ町の名前がエチオピアにあります。私のおばは水戸の町で毎週末買い物をするのが習慣でした。市場は、おばの家から2時間もかかりました。ある週末、おばはいつものように市場へ出かけましたが、買い物が終わった時には、午後の10時頃になっていました。月が綺麗で気持ちの良い晩でした。ここまでは良かったのですが、困ったことになりました。歩き出したおばがふと、道の両側を見ると、右側にも左側にもハイエナがいて、しかも2匹のハイエナはおばの方に向かって近寄ってきました。キャーと叫ぼうかな、一目散に逃げようか、それともハイエナを見なかったことにしてそのまま歩き続けようかとおばは考えました。皆さんだったらどうしますか？おばがどうなったか知りたいと思いますが、ごめんなさい、ちょっとお待ちください。ごめんなさい、ここで話を元に戻しましょう。私の人生に神様がどんなふうに関わってくださったかという話です。
Back in my young age, as always Ben says, I was born at young age. I also have some unique experience in common with Jesus that most of you don't. Can you guys guess what that is? You guys guess, because we don't have time. That is, I was born with goats and sheep, but I wasn't born, except I was born in Middle Ethiopia, where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. That was the unique common thing Jesus and I had. My childhood job was watching animals from sunrise to sunset. I used to go out with my dad since I was 4 years old and until I was 10 years old. I lost my parents at a young age. I lost my mom when I was 2 years old, and I lost my birth dad when I was 9 years old. So I grew up with my stepmother, which I don't usually like calling her stepmother, because she was my mother, the mother that I know. She was there for me anytime she fed me, anytime I wanted to be fed, and she took care of me like her own kid. And after I lost both of my parents and my two wonderful sisters, when my brother, who at that time was living in a church of Christ orphanage, wanted to take me to the orphanage, but there was a problem. The problem was my mother, my stepmother, wants to keep me, and wants me to continue to help her, continue for her to love me, and so she said no. But she promised my brother one thing. She said, I might die in whatever, and soon. And ironically, she ended up passing after a couple months. And that's when my brother came and my journey started to go to from countryside of Ethiopia to the capital city of Ethiopia, which is Addis Ababa. She passed. So that was not my will, but it was because of my brother's will. He wants to take me to the orphanage.
イエス様のように羊やヤギと同じ家畜の小屋で生まれました。ベツレヘムではなくてエチオピアの小さな町でした。毎日日が昇ってから日が沈むまで家畜の世話をして過ごしました。主な仕事は家畜の世話、畑仕事、そして焚き火拾いでした。私の母は私が2歳の時、父は9歳の時に亡くなり、姉たちも出産が原因で亡くなりました。母が亡くなった後は継母に育てられましたが、その人はとても優しく素晴らしいお母さんで、本当の子供のように私を可愛がってくれました。食事を用意してくれたのはもちろん、私が家畜の番をしていて狐に羊やヤギの子供をさらわれた時も、周りの人たちからかばってくれました。私がお母さんにいてほしい時にはいつもそばにいてくれました。兄のマシューは当時すでにキリストの教会の孤児院にいましたが、父が亡くなり2人の姉が亡くなった後、私を同じ孤児院に連れて行こうとしました。そこには私にとってもっと良い生活があると兄は信じていたからです。その申し出にお母さんは反対しましたが、自分が死んだ後なら連れて行っても構わないと兄に約束しました。それほどに私をお母さんは私を愛してくれていたし、私もお母さんに喜んでもらいたくて家の仕事をしていました。それから間もなくお母さんは亡くなり、兄のいる孤児院に移りました。私の意思というより、もっと良い生活をさせたいという兄の強い思いでした。
So, on the way to the orphanage, I did not know what better life meant, because I enjoyed my life in the countryside, watching animals, farming, sleeping, eating, and my daily coffee, which is mixed of salt, not salt, I'm not sugar, salt, milk, and butter. That was our usual morning breakfast with bread. There was one problem that someone who knows better life. That was my brother. Because my brother lived in the capital city of Ethiopia in the 1980s, when there was a big drop and lost, so many Ethiopians lost so many lives. And so he knows what better life was. So later, the orphanage, I found that the reality of what better life means. That means eating three meals a day, taking a shower daily / weekly instead of monthly or nothing, going to an actual clinic when I'm sick with malaria, or knowing there are other religions besides Islam.
And 1980年代にエチオピアでは干ばつと飢饉のために多くの人が亡くなりました。その時に兄は孤児院に移りました。塩とミルクとバターが入ったコーヒーを飲んでから家畜の世話をするために出かけ、 日が沈んでから家に戻るという生活をしていた私にとって、もっと良い生活とは何なのか分かりませんでした。それでも毎日の生活は、それまでの毎日の生活は私にとっては楽しいものだったからです。しかししばらく経つと、もっと良い生活の意味がはっきりしてきました。一日に3回食事ができること、毎日シャワーを浴びられること、マラリアにかかったら病院で診てもらえること、そしてイスラム教の他にも宗教があることなどが分かってきました。
As you can tell from the picture, this is the orphanage, and the orphanage is a school and orphan. I mean, it's a school and orphanage. Can you guys tell which one I am? I mean, which one is me in this picture? Well, that one. But not everything was great. Not everything that I, at first I liked when I moved to the orphanage. I hated seeing our meeting deaf people, which the Church of Christ in Ethiopia, the main mission is the deaf school and clean, providing clean water. And so this is, as you can tell, this is every single, almost every single half are deaf, half are just hearing students. And that was the orphanage and that was the school. And I also did not like school at all the first time, because I never went to school growing up in countryside. But later I have started to fall in love with the deaf students and the school. I actually started doing really well, and I was ranked number one in my class, grades 1 through 6, except I got beat in fourth grade by one of my friends who was really good at math.
それまではコーランを学ぶ学校以外には行ったことがなかったので、個人の学校が好きになれませんでした。学校には耳の聞こえない生徒たちもいました。初めのうちは今までの生活との違いに戸惑いましたが、そのうち学校へ行くのが楽しくなり、耳の聞こえない生徒たちとも仲良くなりました。
That was Ethiopia.
そのうちの一人は今でも親友です。学校の成績はいつもトップ、つまり一番でした。4年生の時は残念ながら数学が得意な友達が一番になってしまいました。
This orphanage and the school also, as I said earlier, the school and orphanage, this is a place also where I found Jesus. I tell many people that the big reason I became a Christian was not that I love Jesus, or we call it in Islam, Isa, or love God. It's because my brother's action and his determination for me to know Jesus. He was the only Christian brother, Christian person in my family, and more importantly, his action, his love through taking care of me physically and reaching out for my needs, more than just telling me Jesus died for you or you have to be baptized, you have to do this. He reached out for my needs through missionaries, through the leaders of Church of Christ. And that's the one of the big reasons I became a Christian, because I really want to be like my brother, who was a Christian at that time, and is still.
個人と学校で私はイエス様に出会いました。私がクリスチャンになった一番の理由は、兄がクリスチャンとしての良いお手本を見せてくれたことです。兄は私のために本当に心から至れり尽くせりのお世話をしてくれて、それからイエス様が私を愛してくれていること、私のために死んでくださったことを話してくれました。私が今まで、イエス様の弟子としてやってこられたのは、兄という本当に目に見える分かりやすい良いお手本があったことと、イエス様が私の救い主であり主であることを知ってほしいという兄の願いがあったからです。
As you can tell from the picture, that's my brother. And then the next one is, some of you knowKimiko from the Tomobe Church. She passed away recently. And Laura and I and so many others loved this lady. She went to Africa and she met my brother, and she is an amazing, amazing Christian lady. And so that's my brother. So after. So after I was studying with my buddies the Bible for a couple months, we ended up being baptized in 1997. And after our baptism, we as Ethiopian Christians or any other maybe have to change things, our old life to the new life. Have you ever asked yourself, what change do I need to make since I have become Christian? Or have you never thought about it? Well, for us Ethiopian Christians, we have to make a lot of change. One, we have to stop listening to secular music. And two, no fighting with each other, which I did that a lot. I fought a lot with, especially the skill I had at that time was headbutting. So most of my friends were really scared of me, except the ones that are really good at with a big stick and hitting me and run away. Those were never scared of me. But I did fight a lot. And four, we stopped watching movies that encourage negative messages, and the list goes on. If you ask me today what I'm still following from that list, I'm ashamed to say that I struggle to follow them dedicatedly. But the ones I'm most dedicated are praying before meal. And only listening to Christian music, well, almost only. And people ask me, what is the big difference, you know, being a Muslim and now you're a Christian? That we don't have time. But the short answer is that I have a Savior, and I can connect with Him personally, instead of following a rule to go to heaven. That's kind of a simple way I can put it.
1998年8月に、バプテスマを受け、古い自分を脱ぎ捨て、新しい自分を生きることになりました。このことはエチオピア人にとって何を意味するのでしょうか。それまでの自分を変えなくてはいけないことがたくさんありました。試しにそのリストを作ってみると、1番目はクリスチャンミュージック以外は聴かないこと、2番目には争いをやめること。 実際それまでしょっちゅう喧嘩をしていました。私の得意技は頭突きで、友達に怖がられていました。たった一人だけ大丈夫な子がいましたけれども、みんな怖がっていました。3番目は食事の前に神様に感謝を捧げること。4番目は良くない映画を見ないことなどなどとリストは続きます。今でもこのリストに従おうと頑張ってはいますが、 完璧に守れているのは食事の前の感謝とクリスチャンミュージック以外は聞かないというこの2つです。クリスチャンになってそれまでと何が一番違いますかとよく聞かれますが、私は、こう答えています。私には救い主がいてくださり、その方と個人的なレベルでつながっているのです。天国に行くためのルールを守っているという感じじゃないんですよ。
So I met Annette Thompson then, now my mom, in 1995 when she came to escort a child from Family Connection Orphanage in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. After I finished my grades 1 through 6th grade at the Church of Christ, I left the public school to go to public school. But before I finished my 8th grade, my mom told me that she's still trying to convince my dad to adopt me. And my dad persistently saying, please give me time. I'm not ready to adapt. After my father going to a country called Belize, working with troubled kids, he ended up saying yes. And I was on the way, to make a long story short, I was on the way to America in 1999.
1995年にアメリカのお母さん、個人の仕事でエチオピアに来ていた姉トンプソンに初めて会いました、キリストの教会の学校で1年生から6年生まで終えて、7年生は普通の公立学校へ行きました。成績は77人中3番目でした。8年生が終わる頃、姉とトンプソンはアメリカに行く準備をしようと私に言いました。彼女は私を養子にしたくて、何度も何度も夫のトンプソン氏にお願いしました。はじめは反対していたトンプソン氏も、ついに OK と言ってくれたんです。私にはエチオピアとアメリカに家族ができました。エチオピアでは男3人、姉1人の末っ子。アメリカでは妹3人、弟1人の長男になりました。ジョピアの姉には14人の子供がいます。話せば長いのですけれども、手短に言うと、アメリカ行きの準備を始め、6ヶ月後に書類が整い、1999年には私はアメリカのボストンへ向かいました。
I forgot to say my English part but since I'm adopted I actually, in my Ethiopian family, I'm the youngest. In my American family, I'm the oldest. In Ethiopia, I have 3 older brothers and 1 older sister with 14 children. And yes, she takes care of all of them. She has the money and she has some business, and I'm really thankful. And even though I told her many times, hey, sister, you gotta stop. Well, she doesn't. They don't believe in birth control as a Muslim, most Muslims. So she has 14 children. In my American family, I am the oldest with 3 sisters, younger sisters, and 1 younger brother. And this is my father. I want to say something. Can you go back to the show a bit? I forgot to mention some things. This is if there was such a thing, Church of Christ president in Ethiopia. He will be the one. His name is Bahedu Abebe, and he's like my father. That's the orphanage I grew up, and that's my best friend, Labiso. He's deaf.
これはエチオピアだよね。で、真ん中にいらっしゃる方が、キリストの教会の
リーダー
の方で、で、向こうの方が、耳が聞こえない仲間の方ですね。
That's my father. I'm my American father. And this is my mother, who was in Ethiopia right before she came many times. This is in Ethiopia. Well, so I'm on the way to America, and there's so many worries, so many things going on in my mind. I can talk about, I'll go on forever, but I will just tell you one assumption that I had about America, which was I always thought the money on the ground. And secondly, I mean, you can just find money on the ground all the time. And then secondly, all the cities in America have bright lights like Christmas time. And so when I went to Boston, and I'm not kidding you, for 2 weeks, I keep looking for change on the ground. And I was really disappointed after that.
私がアメリカに行く前に思い込んでいたことは、例えばアメリカではどこに行っても道にお金が落ちている。いつもクリスマスみたいにイルミネーションが綺麗。そういうふうに思っていましたが、実際行ってみるとその思い込みは全く違っていました。今アレンが言ったんですけど、ボストンで2週間あちこちお金を探し回ったそうなんですけど、見つからなかったので
So this is my American family, my brother, And my Josh, my sister Sarah, she's 17 now, he's 19 now. Oh my gosh. And then this is my sister Judith, and this is Vanessa.
They're also adopted by American families. So my parents adopted 5, 3 from Ethiopia, 2 from Texas.
トンプソンさん家は5人の子供たちを養子にされていて、これが全部、そうかね、全部のお子さんです。
Well, I am, it's a great to have roots, to be taught a lot of strong biblical foundations in Ethiopia. Because of that, when I went to America, I start looking for a church that is similar to me.And so I'm going to talk about, so I start looking for a church. And I got my new bicycle, and then I start going to just shops in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I start looking for Church of Christ. And I mean, I was like very, very consistent. And so finally, I found Church of Christ, and I was so happy. But there was one problem. At the end of the Church of Christ,It says, scientist. And I went there the first time, and then I went there the second time, and there was about 7 people, and there was a lady getting up and reading a scripture. And then I went third time, same thing. And I was like, I gotta find a different church, I think. So I started looking for another Church of Christ. And then I ended up finding another Church of Christ in La Crosse, Wisconsin. But there was another problem. It says, second Church of Christ. So there's a first, second Church of Christ. What? So I asked the guy, and I said, can you please, tell me there's a church with no instruments, like no piano or no guitar, nothing. Just can you please show me if there is any. And he said, oh, there's one, I think. So I've been there. And so he was really nice, and he ended up taking me there. And that was it, the church where Hannah's parents and Hannah went. And that's when, as Hannah said, she knows me when I was 14 years old. And it is true. She knows me when I was 14 because of how I found that church. And I was like, okay, this is the church I'm looking for. So that church really took me as their own and made my high school years easier because they really welcomed me and they really took care of me. Oh.Okay, some couple funny things she reminded me happened at the in the airplane. There's many, but I'll tell you one. One is that I got stuck in the airplane toilet and I couldn't get out. First, before I went there, I was like, if I go to the bathroom in this airplane,I mean, whatever I do business, where are you going to go? Drop on a people's head? I mean, but I was like, I have to go anyway. So I went, but I couldn't get out. But thanks to God, thanks to flight attendants, we came to God. So.
お話ししたい楽しい話がたくさんあるのですけれども残念ながら時間の都合でまたの機会にさせていただきます。もし興味のある方がいらしたらどうぞ後で聞いてください。ボストンのおばあさんのところに2週間滞在してお父さんのいるウィスコンシンのラクロスに行きました。そこで新しい自転車を手に入れて教会探しが始まりました。やっと見つけたキリストの教会はチャーチオブクライストサイエンティストでした。名前の後にサイエンティスト、つまり科学者と付け加えてあったので、アメリカ人は科学が大好きなので、教会の名前にまで付けているのだと感心しました。そこに3回行きましたけれども、 もうそこには行かないことに決めました。次に見つけたキリストの教会はセカンド、つまり2番目という言葉がついていたので、アメリカの教会は1番とか2番とかあるんだなと不思議に思いました。そしてそこでは礼拝にピアノが使われていたので、私が探している教会ではないと思い、その教会にいた青年に、楽器を使わないキリストの教会知っているかと尋ねました。彼は親切にある教会へ連れて行ってくれましたが、そこは私が探していた思った通りの教会でした。それにそこはなんと花の母教会でした。そんなわけで花とは14歳からの知り合いで、その教会が私にとって初めての母教会になりました。素晴らしい教会に巡り合えたので、私の高校時代はあまり問題なくスムーズにいきました。
In high school, I got my first couple of years, it was very, very tough. Not speaking the language. This might shock you, but I was not as social as I am today, because I did not speak the language, and Amharic English Dictionary was my best friend.
My first year. 今は信じられないかもしれませんが、高校1年生の時は今みたいに社交的ではありませんでした。そしてベストフレンドはエチオピア語と英語の辞書でした。
Because my mom wants me to improve my English, she put me a lot of different activities, and so I was involved a lot in high schoolI was in National Honor Society, a student senate, FCA, DECA Marketing Club, Soccer Club, Running Cross Country and Track, you name it. There was a saying, but I still struggled because I kept really busy. I was kind of low on my knowing God or my relationship with God. There's a saying that if the devil can't get you, he will make you busy doing too many good things.I think I got that right. Overall, in my high school years, even though I was busy and I had to work harder than any of my friends, I successfully graduated high school and was really good at running, and which led me to get a scholarship to OC. So this is my cross country. I used to be kind of famous. I won many races in high school. And so I used to run really good, and then this passing out, of course, and this is my high school buddies. This is one of my best friends still. And then that race is the one race I never forget. He's very famous good runner, but I beat him by this much at the end. I mean this much. So I'll never forget that. But I also passed out at that time.
友人は私の英語をからかいましたが、めげずに英語を勉強して、いろんな活動にも参加して、英語が上手になるように頑張りました。2年生になってからは、生徒会やスポーツクラブの活動など、ますます忙しくなって、神様のことを忘れがちになってきました。言葉の問題があったので、他の友人よりも勉強しなければなりませんでしたが、無事に高校を卒業できました。そしてランニング、走ることがとても得意だったおかげで、オクラホマクリスチャン大学へ行く、奨学金をもらうことができました。
As I said, I also did this. I played soccer club in Wisconsin, and I went to USA Cup actually, and it was a lot of fun. So one of the main person who connected me to OC was Hannah's brother, Caleb. So maybe next. This is Hannah's family. that's Caleb. One of my good buddies, and he is the one also connected me with OC. When we went to Tulsa International Workshop, and we went to visit OC, and the first thing I said was, I was like, oh my gosh, there's no trees in this campus. But I did not let that stop me going to OC. And now, thankful, there's a lot more trees and it's more beautiful. If I did not have school loans to pay off, I was not interested in Japanese culture, I would not have come. Not yet, just a second. But I decided to go there anyways, and now there are a lot of trees and it is more beautiful campus than before. If I did not go to OC because of the no trees, I would have missed out many opportunities, like I'm speaking to you right now. And also, if I did not have school loans to pay off and was not interested in Japanese culture, I would not have come to Japan and experienced this wonderful culture and people. Besides all that, God has made a way to meet a wonderful girl from OC.
これはあの花の家族の写真なんですけど、花の隣にいる、ケイレブって弟さんなんですが、OC へ、オクラホマクリスチャン大学へ進学するきっかけを作ってくれたのは花の弟のケイレブでした。初めてケイレブと、OC のキャンパスに行った時の話ですが、木が一本も生えていませんでした。ちょっとショックを受けましたが、とりあえず、OC に進学することに決めました。ちなみに今のキャンパスは木もたくさんあってとても綺麗です。学費のローンを返すのが大変だから大学進学を諦める、キャンパスに木がないから美味しい進学をやめる日本について興味が湧かないとか、そういう気持ちにもし私がなっていたら、今体験している日本の文化や日本の兄弟姉妹や友達との交わりを知ることはなかったでしょう。神様は学費のローン、方針進学、AET として日本に来ることなどを一つ一つ私のために計画してくださったのです。
As I said, of course, OC has given me many other things. One of the big things has given me is love of my life, which is Laura. This is my submission trips and stuff, and my friends. So I got to know Laura since 2003, but at that time she had a boyfriend, so I stayed away. But we continued to be good friends and run together and many people ask us, because we spent a lot of time together, I mean, after she broke up with her boyfriend. Asked, are you guys together? I was like, yeah, if it was my choice, yes, I would be together. So I did ask Laura to be my girlfriend 3 times. You know, single people listen very carefully. 3 times she said no. I just want to continue to be your best friend. And that was really not fun. It was not fun. And finally, to make a long story short, I went to Tulsa. She went to Germany. I went to Germany. Different trip. And we said, we're going to pray about it. I think that was the fourth time. And so came back, and I went to Tulsa. I said, this is my last chance. If she said no, I don't care. I'm just going to go hook up with some random freshman. Or I don't care. I went to Tulsa, and we talked, and she said yes. I was like, awesome. So I came back. Came back and with excitement. You single people, listen. And when she called me back and said, I think I made a quick decision. Unless I changed my mind about dating you or going out. And I was like, are you serious? The first thing came to my mind was like, hang up the phone, like, cast her. I mean, I don't cast her. But
I did not do that. I said, you single people listen to me. I said, the most humbling, not humiliating for a male ego, okay? Really? I mean, I have to say this, and I said this. I already told my friends, can we try for a week? And she said yes. The rest of the story, you guys all know.
その時はローラにはボーイフレンドがいました。彼女がボーイフレンドと別れた後、私のガールフレンドになってほしいと3回も頼みましたが、ローラはいつも良いお友達でいましょうと言ったばかりでした。3年半こんな状態が続きましたが、ついに初めてのデートをしました。ところがそのデートの3時間後に、やっぱり気が変わったわ、もう少し考えさせてとローラが電話をしてきました。私は彼女を傷つけるような言葉を言って電話を切ってしまいたい衝動に駆られました。でもその時、聖霊の神様はヤコブの手紙1章19節の御言葉、私の愛する兄弟たち、よくわきまえていなさい、誰でも聞くのに早く、話すのに遅く、また怒るのに遅いようにしなさいという言葉を示してくださいました。そこで私は気持ちを落ち着けて、精一杯の謙虚さで、もう友達に話しちゃったから、1週間だけでいいから僕のガールフレンドでいてもらえないとローラに言ったんです。それからもいろんなことがありましたが、御言葉に助けられて結婚することができました。
I know this is not here, but I want one last thing. You single people, I want to give advice. know the scripture also. This is why I say that. The reason I did not say bad thing or cuss at her or hang up the phone is because I remember James 1:19 says, slow to anger, quick to listen. And that has really helped me. I mean, obviously, it went over my life. So knowing the scripture, not just wanting to be your future person, but knowing the scripture in your head really helps. Learning from, I did a lot of mission work to different countries, and Laura has helped me to do many different mission work to different countries. I've traveled in nine different countries. Rwanda, Kenya, Tanzania, Mexico, Canada, Germany, Australia, Italy, Czech Republic, many countries. But I would, to make the long story short, I would say that the one thing I've learned and one thing that always encouraged me, always looked forward to is knowing that there's brothers and sisters everywhere I go who will be with me forever in heaven. And that's really encouraging. And Ken and Pat Backloff, who at Memorial Church of Christ, has encouraged us to have a passion for serving the Lord and serving international people. And that's one of the reasons we decided to come to Japan, because of our experiences of other countries.
大学時代にいろいろな国へ宣教旅行に行きましたが、その旅行は私の信仰を成長させてくれました。エチオピア、ルワンダ、ケニア、タンザニア、メキシコ、カナダ、ドイツ、オーストリア、イタリア、チェコに行きました。どの国にも素晴らしい兄弟姉妹たちがいて、たくさんの祝福をいただきました。その経験を通して、私が行くところで神様の愛をその場所の人たちに伝えたいと思うようになりました。私とローラはメモリアルローチキリストの教会のメンバーになって、そこで海外の事情について学び、日本に行ってみたいという思いが起こされました。
And serving different countries and going to on a mission trip to different countries has of course helped us to pursue Japan, which I never thought I would be in Japan. Nobody almost pictured me in Japan before. But God has a different plan, and because of our college debt and our interest in doing vocation ministry, learning about Japanese culture, we decided to apply to teach English in Japan, and soon after we got married.
Then after 8 months, we have moved to Japan. Also for my...
Yeah. 学費のローンを返す目的ももちろんですが、日本人に福音を伝えたいという志と、日本の文化を学びたいという期待を抱いて、8ヶ月後に日本に来ました。
This is my EBC leaders. I love learning from them, and I look forward to my EBC lessons because they really teach me a lot and they encourage me a lot.
これ EBC の写真です。
My first year in Japan, as some of you know, was pretty tough, mostly because I spoke my mind, and that's not the culture, as you know, in Japan. And people keep telling me, be yourself. That's not really true. So I learned not to be myself after I made the mistake.And so even though I had some rough times for here, my first year, Mito Church brothers and sisters has been there for me a lot. And if it wasn't for Mito Church, I could not do it. And I really admire, and also having Laura as a partner, obviously it's wonderful. And I don't know how you single people do it, but I admire you guys.
アメリカの時と同じように日本に関しても、想像と現実では違いがいろいろありましたが、その話も時間の都合でまたの機会にしたいと思います、日本に来て最初の4ヶ月は、職場の人をはじめ日本人とコミュニケーションを取るのが大変でした、日本では自分が思っていることをはっきり言いすぎるのは良い方法ではないことが分かってきました。仕事場の笠原小学校でも、生徒たちのミニコンサートについて、感想を聞かれたので率直に思ったことを言ったところ先生に注意をされたことがありました。でも、
As I told you, some of you, when I got in trouble because I got too excited and clapped too high and one of my mini concert at my Kasara school, and I got in trouble for that. The next week, I did the opposite. I got in trouble. So I learned there's a balance. So a balanced life. Well, now the stories you guys have been waiting for. What happened to my aunt? Okay, sorry to make you wait. She kept looking at the hyenas, and they both still were at to her left and right, and shining their bright eyes at her. She was freaking out and knowing what to do, and thinking she might become a delicious dinner to them. She kept walking the same pace, and she kept walking beside her. They kept walking beside her. They kept wondering what will happen next. Well, to make the long story short, those ugly, I really don't find the hyenas beautiful at all. So those ugly hyenas walked with her all the way home without harming her. She strongly believes that they were God's angel protecting her, or God's or Allah's angel protecting her on her that time, and there's a lesson about everything I guess we experience, and so I asked myself, have I ever thought, God protecting me about anywhere, especially times like this? Have you ever thought God can use anything, even though those ugly hyenas protect you on your journey, wherever you go? I feel God has been like this, like those hyenas walking with me everywhere I go. In Ethiopia, example, God protected me from dying an earthly death and a spiritual death. In America, God protected me from drowning in a pool from when I was at Christian camp. In Japan, as most of you know, God has answered my long-time prayer by through the Japanese doctors and which they took out my butt tumor. And that has been the biggest blessing. And because of that, I used to have a pain. I used to take medicine for 7 years every day. And now I don't do that. And I don't have pains that much. And that has been really the biggest blessing God has offered me here in Japan.
でも感謝のことに失敗をするために先生方に教えていただきながら職場にも日本の文化にも慣れてきました。このように最初の1年は辛いこともたくさんありましたが、水戸教会の兄弟姉妹方が私を支えてくださいました。水戸教会の兄弟姉妹や笠原小学校の先生方、生徒たちなど素晴らしい人々に囲まれて日本の水戸の町で暮らせるように計画してくださった神様に感謝しています。長くお待たせしました。おばとハイエナの話です。ハイエナは相変わらず2匹とも目をギラギラさせておばを見ています。おばの恐怖は最高潮に達して、ついに自分はハイエナの餌になってしまうのかしらという気になりました。しかしおばはキャーッと叫ぶことも一目散に逃げ去ることもしませんでした。そのままの歩調で歩き続けました。2匹のハイエナも右側左側をおばと同じ歩調で歩き続け、おばを襲うことはありませんでした。おばは無事に家に帰り着きました。そして今でも固く信じています。あの2匹のハイエナは夜道を歩いて帰る私を守るために神様が送ってくださった天使だった。神様は私がどこへ行こうとも、共にいてくださって私を守ってくださいます。エチオピアでは私の肉体的な命も霊的な命も守ってくださいました。アメリカではプールで溺れそうになった時も、新しい国で生活をするストレスと言葉の問題からも守ってくださいました。日本では、お尻にできていた腫瘍を手術で完治してくださいました。痛みを抑えるために7年間薬を飲み続けていましたが、今は薬を飲まなくても大丈夫です。日本の病院で手術を受けるという形で、神様が長い間の祈りに応えてくださるとは思ってもいませんでした。
I never thought God would answer my long-time prayer here in Japan through Japanese doctors. But I'm so humbled by God's grace, how He has worked in my life in Ethiopia, America, in Japan. And yes, I did have a rough time and back in Ethiopia and everywhere I go. But God is faithful. As Philippians 3 verses 13 through 14 says, Scripture encourages me a lot. It says, I forget what is in the past and I look forward to the goal God has called me through Jesus Christ. And I wish the same thing for all of you and God's will for all of you. No matter what difficulties I have faced in life, I want to have the same attitude as Jesus Christ, as Philippians 2 verses 5 talks about, which is my favorite verse.
自分の力ではどうしようもない危機的な状況に立ったとき、神様の助けを信じ求めた経験を皆さんもお持ちのことでしょう。私もこれからの人生でハイエナに出会うことがきっとあると思いますが、そんなときこそ神様の助け、知恵、導きを期待します。そしてフィリピンの信徒への手紙3章13節14節にあるように、後ろのものを忘れ前のものに全身を向けつつ神様のゴールに向かっていきたいと願って、どんな時でもイエス様を模範にして弟子でいたいと祈っています。
God has answered many prayers, but I still have hard time trusting God. But and especially in those hyena moments, do you have those hyena moments where you have to trust God by waiting for His wonderful protection about your life, about the future, about anything? But just remember that He is that those hyenas to the left and to the right, and let you know He will walk you through until the end, which is heaven. And thank you so much for your prayers and your support and what Mito Church is and what Mito Church will be. And we are so grateful, and we are looking forward to serve the kingdom with you, whatever, how long ever, for how, however long we are here.
皆さんのお祈りと霊的な支えを心から感謝いたします。私とローラがいつまで日本にいるか分かりませんが、これからもずっと皆さんと共に神様の御国のために使いたいと願っています。皆さんを愛しています。ありがとうございました。